Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving. I thought I was bad, but then she beat it.
Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap.
Just like a porn star.
Dollhouse Radio, and without further ado, it's time for the True Front to Back. Take it away, bitches.
Woo! Welcome, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, you horny motherfuckers, to the True Front and Back.
Yeah.
Yes, we were not on last week. We apologize. I was under the weather, but that we are back this week. So
we're here now.
We're here now. Even though my allergies are still kicking my ass, but that's okay. We still move forward.
Same here. Yeah, I think we're both both having allergies. So this will be an interesting show.
All right. So. Let's catch up. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my co-host is Sexy Karen Fisher. Go ahead.
I am Sexy Karen Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at Sexy Karen Fisher, and be sure to check out my website, SexyKarenXXX.com. I'm the naughty MILF you wish lived next door.
Yes, naughty that is, indeed. And my Twitter is Boobzilla, triple X, and Instagram is DeLuca Desiree, and Boobzilla fan club page. And my website will be launching soon. That will be DesireeDeLucaXXX.com. So let's catch up with each other, Karen, since I've been under the weather and you've been sick. What's going on in the past week? Anything interesting?
No, not too much. You know, kind of the same old last week and this week, too. But next week, I'm actually going to be filming a feature for a girlfriend's film called Princess. So I've been studying my lines for that. It's actually like a long, involved scripts. This is the longest script I've ever had. So I've been studying my lines because the director, you know, really stressed to me. He wants everybody to know their lines. So I've been busy with that because I really want to do a good job on this. I'm really excited to be involved in this project.
So there is no improv-ing?
No, I know. Well, apparently not. So usually, you know, when you have dialogue, the director, sometimes they'll just feed it to you like line by line by line. So you don't really have to memorize your script. So this is the first script that I've had to fully memorize. So it's a new challenge, but I'm doing pretty good. I think I might be a natural. I was a little nervous at first, but it's easier than I thought.
So I can kind of like relate to that, but that's a porn scene, right?
Yeah. It's a feature for, like I said, for Girlfriend's Film, with Tommy Pistol and Carla Kush, and I'm not sure who else is going to be in it. I guess the premise is that I am the older version of Carla Kush. She is a she's a spoiled princess with a sugar daddy who gives her everything he wants, but treats her like shit. And anyways, he ends up losing all his money, starts
beating
her.
Are you the sugar baby?
No, I'm the older sugar baby. It's Carla's the sugar baby. I'm like what she becomes after because he starts beating her, so she has to run away from him, and she becomes a truck stop waitress to support herself. And I play the truck stop waitress version of her. And he ends up finding me and killing me. But I come back from the dead to warn my younger self to get away from him. And so there's a happy ending.
Oh, I'm sure there's
you
a happy
love
ending.
Porn
there's script. Always,
yeah,
there's always
a
happy ending. Well, I can kind of like relate. Last weekend, even though I was sick, I still had to shoot for a web series for mainstream. It's called Same Girl. And that was kind of interesting. I did have lines, but I ended up improvising, which I like improvising better than saying my lines. That'll be interesting when it airs, so I'll keep everyone posted. But tonight we have some interesting topics, and we have, for the first time on the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio, we have two guests tonight.
Two guests. Yeah, we have two guests tonight is Carol Fox, who is a close friend of mine, and then Casey Parker. They're both friends of mine. We went to Hawaii together a few months ago, so hopefully they will be as fun on this show as they were in Hawaii. I am counting on them.
They better.
They better, or they are in big trouble.
And then, so the porn news is pretty interesting this week. I found out one interesting topic I want to talk about is bringing up how we are probably like sexually harassed, either at conventions and even there's like red and gray area on the set. But we'll get
definitely
into more. Yeah, we'll get more into that later. And you had a topic you wanted to talk about. What was that?
Yeah, my story for this show is Steve Hirsch from Vivid offering. What is her name? Her name is Courtney Stodden. He offered her $1 million for the distribution of a sex tape. So, yeah, we can talk more about that later.
That's awesome. So, at midnight, we'll be having those two sexy ladies. One has natural tits, right?
They actually both. They both have natural tits. They're both naturally busty. And, I think they're both, like, bustier than me. For sure, Casey Parker is bustier than me by far. I don't know.
She's a 38H. Did I read that correctly?
I don't know what she is, but she's freaking humongous. I don't know what size. They're really big. An extroverted wife, she's probably big weight. So because hers are natural, they have gotten I mean, they're still big, but they're not as ginormous as they were before. Yeah.
So that's like a whole bunch of titties in one place.
I know. That's a lot of boobs. Boobs galore.
Boobs galore. I'm sure. And then if anybody wants to call in, or the chat room is open, you can call in at 646-595-4038.
And you have
and
to press one. Yes.
To talk. Or you can just listen to our sexy voice and, you know, whatever you want to do, play with yourself, jerk off. I don't know.
Whatever.
Lotion, lube, yeah. So that being said, we are going to pay some fucking bills, and we will be right back on the Truth Button back on Dollhouse Radio.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Doing leader.
listening to Twerking Like Miley Cyrus by Heroin. Welcome to the Truth Friend back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, and my co-host,
I'm Sexy Karen Fisher. Hey.
So we're going to take a caller. His name is Jeff on line 3.
Jeff, hey.
Hi, how are you? Where are you calling from?
Arkansas.
I'm sorry?
Arkansas, okay. So did you have a question?
Yeah, do you want to ask me something?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's hear it.
Can I hear y'all, ma'am? Kiss something.
What? I don't think we're following.
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
This is a live show. You kind of got to be ready to talk when you're
yes,
on,
please.
My friend.
How are y'all?
We're
y'all
good. How are you?
I'm better now.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Did you have a question, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is your question, baby?
What do y'all think about virgins?
What do we think about virgins?
Virgins are great. I like virgins, Karen. What do you think?
I don't have any. I mean, obviously, virgins have a lot to learn, but I don't have a problem with virgins. I think it'd actually be kind of hot. I actually have taken someone's virginity, and it was kind of exciting. Yeah.
Naughty
girl.
That's why you're the naughty mill.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you taking little boys virgins? Virginity?
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. I mean, it didn't last that long, but it lasted longer than I thought it would. Because I just expected, like, I would touch him, it would be, like, all over. But he did last, like, he didn't. I almost wonder if he's lying about being a virgin.
Well, they have stamina, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
are
how
you
old
a virgin?
Are you, Jeff?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are
you? A virgin?
I'm 27.
Okay.
You're 27 and a virgin?
Yes, ma'am.
So what's
deal?
Like,
congratulations to you.
Are you saving it for marriage, or like what's the hold up? You just haven't found the right girl. You're too shy to make it happen.
I'm just waiting for the right girl.
Really? Okay. Well, that's kind of sweet. That's sweet. I like that. Idea. He's a romantic.
I think he's waiting for you. Are you waiting for Karen?
Yes, ma'am.
Aww. Oh, well, that's very, very sweet. Very sweet. Yeah, I'm blushing right now. Or how about if it was two girls for your first time, myself and Desiree? Do you think you could handle that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you calling the Truth Fund back on Dollhouse Radio, but we have to cut it short, honey, okay? But thanks for your call. Hello?
Yeah, thank you. Have a good night.
Hello?
Did you hear us, sweetie? We have to go, but thank you for calling us in or calling the show.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Have a great night.
Can y'all text me when y'all get off air?
Text you? Sure. All right, have a good night, baby.
All right.
Hello?
Hello. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. That was our first caller.
That was first caller of the evening. That was interesting. Now into the important news. I swear, Karen, you attract you attract them. I swear.
I do attract weirdo anywhere in like a 100-mile radius. He will find me, kind of, apparently it's the same with, like, radio. They find me. They flock to me.
All right, so real quick, we only have a couple minutes to talk about our foreign news, but so let's go with yours.
Okay, so Steve Hirsch from Vivid Video offered Courtney Stodden $1 million for a distribution of her sex tape, which he says is a, quote, solo effort. So I'm assuming it's like a masturbation tape because it's a solo, like, what else would a solo effort be? And I didn't really know who Courtney Stodden was, but apparently she's famous for marrying Doug Hutchinson when she was 16 years old. So Doug Hutchinson, he's a kind of well-known actor, and he was in his 50s, and she was 16 when they got married. So it was a big controversy. They went on to appear on VH1 Couples, and then after they broke up, VH1 Couples Therapy, and then after they broke up, she went on to be on British Celebrity Big Brother, and she also made a cameo in 50 Cent's video for Don't Worry About It. That was my story. I thought it was kind of interesting. Vivid's kind of known for getting these celebrity sex tapes. And I also thought it was kind of strange because Stodden, the girl that was offered the $1 million, her manager's her mother. So I'm wondering what mom is going to say about Steve Hirsch's offer to her sweet daughter.
You don't know? What life do you live in, Karen? Let me tell you. The Kardashians' mother was the one that released the Kim tape.
Yeah. So, you know, she could be that kind of mom. You never know.
You never know. She's doing it probably for publicity or money. Maybe she's money hungry or whatever. Whatever the case may be. But so did she win the British Big Brother?
No, she was kicked off on, like, I don't remember, but no, she didn't win. She was just on the show. So really,
why did she turn down $1 million?
She has not turned it down or accepted, or if she has, either way, the information hasn't been released. It's just been confirmed that Steve Hirsch did make the offer. So we'll see if she accepts, if she doesn't accept, to be a devout Christian. So
I don't think she's going to accept. She's a Christian?
Yeah.
Now she's a Christian?
But she was all along, I guess.
Well, after she was a gold digger? She was a gold digger.
You know, well, I don't know. Maybe she really loves him.
She married somebody when she was 16 who was like her father's age, possibly her grandfather's age, and now she wants to act holier than now?
I just know she claims to be a devout Christian, and I don't really know. I do know, according to the psychologist who was giving them couples therapy, she said, like, it sounded worse than it was. Like, when she met them, she thought, this guy is a creep who likes teenage girls, and she's an idiot or a gold digger. But she said when she met them and got to know them.
Hello? Karen, did we lose you?
No, can you hear me?
All right, I can hear you now.
Kind of met when, I guess, she was taking acting classes from him, and that's how they met. So who knows? We'll see if she says yes or says no. It'll be interesting. I've actually never watched a I've never watched a celebrity sex tape before, so I don't know.
Some are pretty interesting and some are pretty, like, wow, like, why did you even film it?
Paris Hilton a second of it. She kind of had a weird boob. Anyways.
What I wanted to talk about tonight, I want to know if this happened to you. You know how we go to these conventions and we meet fans, and because we work in the adult industry and we obviously have sex as a job. Do you have fans that try to, like, grope you or try to finger you or try to violate you in any way?
I am definitely, of course, there's one guy every year, he goes to, I swear, like, all the conventions, and every year he tries to kiss me, and there's, you know, but he does that to every girl, like, he tries to force you to kiss him, it's the weirdest, he's the one who stands out in my mind the most, because he's at every freaking show, but there's lots of them, it just seems like there's so many people that just try and push the line, like, I'm going to have fun, I want to meet you, you know, I don't mind, I'll hold your hand while we're getting our photo taken or put my arm around you. But don't try to grab my pussy and stuff. That's just rude. It's fucking rude. If I want you to touch my pussy, I will take your hand and I will put it on my pussy. But don't just do it by yourself. Yeah.
So have you had any, being on set, have you ever had like a male talent after a scene say, jump in the shower with you or try to, like, continue more of the scene that's when the cameras are not rolling or before or?
I mean, definitely a lot of guys do it before. When I first, it was, like, one of the first videos I did for reality. It was one of the first professional videos I did, period, was for Reality Kings. And that male talent, you know, before the camera got going, he was, like, groping me, and, like, I was like, what the fuck? Why is this dude touching me? When I just didn't know. Like, now I kind of like it, because then you kind of, like, before the scene, I don't mind, you know, touching me a little bit. So we're just a little more familiar with each other. Do you know what I mean? But I could see not everybody's into it. So it's
yeah, but what about
thing.
After the scene, you're done, you want to go back to the hotel or go home, but then they want to cross the line and say, oh, they still want more. And do you think that's more like sexual harassment or, because no one does anything about it, but if any of us try to like speak up about it, we're not going to be taken seriously because of our profession.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole article is about, because we're in the sex industry and people don't take us seriously. Yeah, as a joke, especially if we are, like, sexually, like, harassed or molested or even as far as rape, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think if something like that happens, like if it is hard, and when you're in any kind of sex profession, yeah, if you're the victim of a sexual assault, you are taken less seriously, and that's unfortunate, because just because I have sex doesn't mean I don't have the right to say, yes, I'm okay with this, and no, I'm not okay with that. You know what I mean? So, and a lot of people don't get that. They just assume, well, this is what she does, so she should be different. Down to fuck anything, anyone, anytime, anywhere. And that's not true. Don't get me wrong. I like sex, but, you know, there's a time and a place, and yeah. I never thought this one would be, like, really pushy after the scene, but I could see how that would be, you know, if you're kind of done and he's wanting more, how would you be, like, awkward?
It is awkward, because I've had that happen twice to me, and I was just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, get the fuck off me. Like, but, you know, but then I've heard some girls that don't want to say nothing because they don't want to get the image of being a bitch or being difficult to work with.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't really know.
I think something should be done. I don't know exactly what. But there is some red and gray areas in this topic.
No, that's definitely true. For me, the biggest time I have a problem, and I think in general, I have a lot of awesome fans. There's a lot of awesome fans out there. But then there's a lot of them that just don't respect your limits. And not just like at a trade show, but in general, they're always pushing the limits, the boundaries. And it's freaking annoying. Like,
fans are always trying to get, you know, a lot, you know, whatever it is. But I see them more pushy at conventions.
I definitely think there's a lot of respect. There's so many. Because I don't want to say, like, oh, all fans are bad. They, most of them, they're awesome. They're respectful. They're cool. But then there's, you know.
But there's some ones that can be pushy and, you know.
extremely pushy, and it's annoying. Nobody likes that. Nobody freaking likes that. So if you're one of those guys, knock it off.
Just have, like, you know, fan etiquette, you know? We should do a video about fan etiquette.
We should do that. We could write a blog about it. Yeah.
True. So, is our callers on the line?
Yeah. Are you ladies there?
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you
hear
us both?
Welcome to the Two Friends Back, ladies, on Dollhouse Radio.
Hi. Awesome for inviting us. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Who's speaking first?
That's
who's
Casey Parker.
Oh, Casey. Okay, hi, Casey.
I can tell by the voice.
Oh.
Can you hear us?
So can each of you tell the listeners about yourselves and where they can find you on social media?
Oh, yeah.
Go
awesome.
Ahead, Casey.
Well, my
There's
name is
Carol.
Casey Parker. They can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, all those
What's your
fun
Twitter?
Networking sites. Oh, Casey Parker XXX.
What's your Instagram?
Instagram?
What's your Instagram?
Oh, my Instagram is just Casey Parker. Because you're not allowed to XXX.
Cool. What about you, Miss Carol Fox?
Well, I'm all over the place. And you can find me at xratedwife.com. And my Twitter is xratedwife. And my Instagram is Carol Fox XXX. I don't know how I got my three X's in.
What the hell?
I must be naughtier than you.
That, I don't know. Casey's pretty darn naughty. That would be hard to top her. You're pretty naughty, but
naughty challenge.
It'd be hard to top Casey.
Do you guys have anything that you guys want to promote, that you guys are doing, that you guys are working on?
Yeah, I heard. Oh,
go ahead.
Would you like me to
know?
I heard, Carol Fox, that you are going to be at all three Exotica shows and that you will most likely be signing at a booth with me at the Chicago Exotica show. Is that true?
It is very true. I just want to get to rub my big boobs up on yours and touch you all over. I'm one of those crazy fans.
How big are your boobs?
What is it?
How big are your boobs?
My boobs are a 36 triple D now. I have been shrinking.
Well, they're still big. You're still in the big titty
they're
committee.
Still
so don't worry. Yeah.
Don't worry. Yeah.
They are. I feel them still. I lift them up. They're still heavy, and they go plop, plop, plop.
Hey, what about
nice.
You, Casey? Are you going to be at Exotica in Chicago?
I'm planning in Chicago. So I could harass Victoria. Harass some people. Sorry.
She doesn't get harassed. She does the harassing. That's Casey.
Yes, I harass poor Carol Fox and Karen in Hawaii in the streets publicly. Yes. Humiliation.
Do you have any naughty
pulling
stories
our pants
to tell
down?
Us?
Pulling our top down.
So bad.
Wow.
We'll be walking down
the
street.
And then there was a... Okay,
oh,
go ahead.
Oh, my God. We'll be walking down the street, and then Casey will say, you know you want to suck some dick, Carol Fox, XXX, at xratedwife.com.
So, granted, this is in Waikiki, and tourists everywhere. The streets are packed, and she...
Hello?
Word. Yeah, Casey's a troublemaker, but I like it.
So you guys will all be at Exotica. That's awesome. Do you have anything else you guys are working on?
I work on a lot of custom clips for fans.
Casey Parker does
a lot of
custom
domination.
Do you have any?
I have my Southern Charms up too.
So you have a site on Southern Charms?
Oh, Southern
Charms.
Mhm. And what about you?
Well, I plan to go to Bike Week in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
May 13th to 17th. And
right.
If Casey is good, I'm bringing her with me.
Oh, man.
And you know
what
that's
going
to
be there. I know that is trouble.
Big trouble. We are going to look for something to ride. I
yes.
know what she's going to ride. But
are you talking about bicycles or cocks? Yeah, you're riding.
I will be riding a lot of cocks. That's my specialty, is to ride strange men's cocks.
And that is our specialty, actually. I can attest to that.
What is your specialty?
What's your specialty, Casey?
Oh, mine is titty fucking. Everybody loves to fuck my big old tits.
You know,
and those blows out at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, my
tits
are 38H.
Yeah, we were actually trying to figure it out because I'm like, I don't know. Those are just freaking huge is what they are.
Wow. They have a lot of huge tits on the show right now. Karen,
absolutely.
Me, and you two.
Yeah.
We should
this
all
is
do
like a boob man
red together.
We should.
So,
guys
are listening to The Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. You have sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey.
Casey.
Casey Parker.
Casey Parker. And Triple X. Kara Fox. I know her by her true name. That's how I was like, X-rated wife.
X-rated wife, yeah. She keeps changing her names. It's confusing.
Well, X-rated wife is my site.
You confuse fans and confuse other people.
Well, X-rated wife is my site, and Carol Fox XXX is the name I use.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just easily confused. Don't mind me. Don't mind me. So
okay, one more time.
How can we find you guys? Where can the fans find you? One more time.
Go ahead, Casey. So I'm on Twitter, Casey Parker XXX, and then Instagram is on under Casey Parker. And my Southern Charms is Casey Parker. And then my Customs for You is also Casey Parker.
Right on. So Casey Parker, can be found at anything
Casey
Parker. Very nice.
Awesome.
What about you, Carol?
Well, I am on Twitter at XRatedWife. And my site is xratedwife.com. And my email is xratedwife@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Because
Carol
Instagram,
does questions too.
You know, you can find me on Instagram, but I hardly ever post anything there, so it's not even worth your while to sign up. and I do customs, and I do a lot of cam shows. And because I'm the old one in the group, I am 50 years old, so I'm mature.
Wow.
I'm a mature titted.
A mature victim.
Wonder Woman. Yes.
Nice.
So I have all the boys want to do cam shows with a mature woman. And,
ooh.
Yes. And
yes,
I do humiliation and domination.
The naughty guilt.
Yes. Well, no, not a guilt.
She's like,
yet.
I don't know if I like guilt.
No, I can be.
but let's be truthful. I'm a MILF. I haven't reached GILF yet.
It's around the corner. Don't worry.
A couple. No. Bite your tongue on that one.
We're all going to be at Exotica, so I look forward to meeting you two ladies.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us on the Truth for Mac on Dollhouse Radio.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Too.
I'll see you at Exotica, and I can't wait to hear about Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm going to tell you Myrtle
stories. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. That was interesting. First time having two. Two.
Go ahead.
First time having two guests. That's kind of crazy.
It is. It's a lot going on at once, definitely.
Yeah,
Yeah. But I'm excited to be at the booth with everyone. I think it'll be I don't know if you're going to be at our booth, Desiree, but hopefully you will. We could have, like, a huge
I already was told yesterday that, you know, I was told that I was going to Exotica.
You were informed.
I was informed. Not asked, was informed.
Yeah, but I think it'll be fun.
By our lovely publicist, the Rub PR. Shout out to you if you're listening. Hello.
Hi, Erica.
So we are going to go to break, and you're listening to Truth Brian Beck on Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, yeah. We making love like Usher in the club.
Come on.
Little mama got her eyes on me. We gonna have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
We busted champagne corks in the earth. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere.
Yes,
all days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor stepping with a very freaky girl. Pop a champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my finals. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politicking with a model, body looking like a bottle.
Wow.
Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on Jeannie. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume? I'ma play the full court press, she love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline and blamed it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, 2 hands up in the back of the VIP playing 2 hand touch. Yeah. Bottle after bottle, it's on, and I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Got the champagne, the coffee, Patron, taking shots and we're gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. I'm drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on. It's a Kodak moment tonight. We get right. We gon' party till the lights come on. Damn, you look good, girl. Back that ass up. Step behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up.
Whoa.
Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
My future looking bright, taking off like NASA.
Yo.
Smoking on homegrown, fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska. Storybook finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash. I'm in the club like 56, getting bit. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Holding the club on fire, getting their groove on. Shorty grinding on me and doing the damn thing. My crew doing the same. Bling, bling, that's a fly guy thing. Pop the bottle after bottle, it's on. And I'm gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. Got the champagne, the coffee, Patron. Taking shots till we're gone. We gon' party till the lights come on. I'm drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light. We gon' party till the lights come on. It's a Kodak moment tonight. When we get right, we gon' party till the lights come on. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
Porn star, table. Messy motion, and relentless as if anybody lives at all. Amanda won't leave me empty-handed. Got a number from the bathroom stall. Brandy just stopped way too much. Baggy, that shit just gets old. But I got a girl who's just put on a show. The dollar decides how far you can go.
Creepy, and it's just, you know, creepy and scary at the same time. This is why new girls, in when they want to get in the industry, they need to, you know, ask questions and don't be afraid to ask questions and say no to things that they're not comfortable with.
Yeah, definitely trust your gut. Ask lots of questions. Don't do anything you're not comfortable with. I do think, you know, especially when you're new, I could see an established girl not needing one, but when you're new, I think it really is good to have an agent just to kind of, like, help guide you and keep you away from, like, weird guys like him, if what they're saying is true. Yeah.
Wow. But this is crazy. I was just reading this article, and it was bizarre to me. It's bizarre.
It was a very bizarre article. Yeah, I guess basically contacting girls, asking them if they'd like to be a part of the Siri management team, and then getting them to move in, and then they discover Siri is not even a part of it, and he wants them to be his partner at swing clubs, and on and on. It was a really interesting article.
I guess California OSHA increased fine against him. He works for Evil Angel?
Yeah, I worked for Glenn King several times. But yeah, that's against John Stagliano. And I'm not really sure to be honest, I didn't understand a lot of what the article had to say.
Well, supposedly it says Cal OSHA increased fine against Evil Angel to $9,000. So I guess he worked for Evil Angel. I'm not sure.
John Stagliano is the owner of Evil Angel. I believe it was John Stagliano, like the owner, is the one getting fined.
For him?
That's,
because of this guy?
No, not Brad. No, he has nothing to do. Siri's ex-boyfriend has nothing to do with the Evil Angel story. They're totally unrelated.
Okay. All right. So why was Evil Angel getting supposedly fined $9,000?
That's what I didn't really understand. Basically, for worker safety violations.
Oh, 3 citations to employer, a video.
Yeah, so I don't really know. I did a search on it on XBiz because that article came from Mike South's site, and Mike South isn't necessarily known for being the most reputable source of information, and I didn't find anything on XBiz, so I'm not really sure what, like, the real scoop on all that is. That's where all the Siri story came from, so I don't know.
So when you worked for Evil Angel, did you get a handbook? Because it states that you got a handbook, employee handbook.
Well, I don't know if that's for the actual employee. Because when I'm there, I'm an independent contractor. I am not an employee of Evil Angel. So I don't know if he meant that his employees who, like, work in distribution or whatever. There's so much more than just being a performer. So I think he meant people not performing, because his performers were independent contractors, were not employees. But no, I never received I never received a handbook. I've never received a handbook on any set at all whatsoever.
Mm.
Yeah.
So when you first started porn, what was, like, the top, like, porn company that paid the most for you?
I don't know, because for a long time I just did my site, and I did just maybe a porn for another company like once a year. So before I started doing porn for other companies mainstream, I worked for Score, which they're cool. I worked for Reality Kings. I worked for the Spinelli Brothers, which no longer exist. I worked for Shane's World, which I think no longer exists. And I worked for Hustler, and they're all pretty much the same. They're pretty comparable. Yeah, so I don't really know.
So the pay's the same, right?
Yeah. It looks the same now. I don't really have one company that pays me more than the others. They're all kind of the same. Yeah. What?
Because I know some. I think Score was the top pay for me, but I do know certain companies pay different. If they're not all across the board the same, equal.
I think the smaller ones do pay less, like a lot of the smaller ones, but I don't work for a lot of the small companies. I kind of just stick to my rate because I figure I have my own site and it does pretty well. So any theme that I do for somebody else, that's competition with my own website. So I don't feel the need to go and cut my rate, if that makes any sense.
Yo, that's true. That's true. That makes a lot of sense. So, yeah. Did you want to add anything else?
No, I mean, that pretty much covers it. I think we're just about out of time. Did we have any questions or anything? I guess we don't really have time for any questions.
No, we don't.
Questions.
We don't have any callers.
No callers this week. Tonight.
We did not have no callers. They don't love us this week, but that's okay.
They don't love us this week. Yeah, and what
that's
was that guy's
right.
name? I did want to say, I wasn't saying you're weird, but you're just very quiet. So I realized we're kind of like, sounded like we're making fun of you, but it's very sweet.
Oh, his name was Jeff.
Him. Yeah.
Jeff. I think he was more shy, and I think, you know, we probably intimidated him. So.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We intimidated
and
him.
And him being a
so,
virgin.
Sorry, Jeff.
And him being a virgin, and he's from these southern states, so, you know.
Yeah,
he's kind
no, definitely.
Of like shy and bashful.
Shy, bashful, quiet, so.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, but thank you guys, all you horny motherfuckers, for listening in this week. Sorry about last week. But thank you for tuning in on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, and my co-host, Karen Fisher on Dollhouse Radio. Until next week, see you later.
Bye.
To be